Welcome to our regular Discovery Bay, Town of Discovery Bay regular board meeting. If we could stand and please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Has roll call been taken?
Roll call been taken and let the record show all members are present with the exception of Kevin Graves, who is trying to log on remotely.
Okay, thank you. Will you let us know once he's logged on?
Yes.
I know he's trying to do that right now. This is the time in our meeting when we have public comment for anything that's not agendized. A little housekeeping thing really quick before we get started. I know our last meeting we were trying to get speakers and stuff like that working and had some issues with Zoom not working because we had microphones working. We've reached out to an AV company. They've come out to give us quotes. We were not able to get it taken care of before this meeting. So it's coming. It's on its way. But we need to be able to have both things work so people can access the meeting remotely as well. So, again, this is the time of public comment. It's time for you to have public comment on anything that is not agendized. If we can limit it to 3 minutes, reminder, we can't respond, but we are listening. Is there anybody that has public comment for anything that is not agendized on tonight's agenda?
There are no hands raised.
Okay. So we're going to go ahead and close public comment and move to the consent calendar. The board have any questions or anything with the consent calendar?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, perfect. If I can go ahead and open it up to public comment, is there any questions or anything about the consent calendar? No. I'm going to go ahead and bring it back to the board for a roll call vote, please.
Director Grant?
Aye.
Director Guteau?
Aye.
Vice President Callahan?
Aye.
President Porter?
Aye. Motion carries. Give me 1 second. Can you text Kevin the link? Thank you. Sorry, we're trying to get Director Graves on right now. So we're going to go ahead and move on to presentations. Anthony from Veolia, you are up, my friend.
Good evening, board. Can everybody hear me?
Yes. Speak loud.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. I'm going to try to be brief about this. You'll have our Maze data.
Oh, give us 1 second, Anthony. I think we're going to try and post that up there really quick. Thank you.
All right, so I'm going to be brief tonight. You'll have the presentation in front of you, but there are a couple of topics I do want to cover, and by all means, ask any questions you don't have specifically.
I'm sorry, before you begin, I'd like to say that Director Graves has joined the call.
Okay, thank you so much. So let the record reflect that Director Graves is on. Thank you.
Let's get through to our second page there on well status of our. All of our wells, as of the majority of May, was active. Well 7 should be a correction. Well 7 did go down late May, early June. So that is offline right now. We have not activated well 5 yet. So that is a correction that needs to be made on the presentation.
So it is not active yet. It's still emergency status only.
We're still holding it off just in case. Well 4 is handling Newport pretty good right now. Strangely enough, this time of year we're generally pumping a lot more water than we are now. So we have been given a grace period, I guess. So hopefully we will have a little bit longer.
Okay, thank you.
On the next slide, total water production was for the month of May was 114 gallons and 3,245 gallons of fecal chlorine. On the next slide, you can see Willow's production as we have, because of well 7 going down, we put Willow and Leaf. Right now, we are successfully able to push water from the Willow plant to the Newport side. That Newport's not having to take most of the load that it normally does this time of year. On the next slide, you can see what Newport's actually doing. On the next slide, we did have, first time in a long time, we actually did have a health on positive result. We took 25 samples as required. One was positive. We did all required repeat samples, things like that, no problems, no issues, and we do believe that sample was human error, lab error. We don't have a history of coliform problems, and the day that the samples were collected, we did get some high-handed set of samples being collected. So no fear, no worries there, but we do want to have to report it, but it's not a violation.
So to be clear, after the first coliform positive result, you took a second sample and it was
absolutely
negative?
Absolutely. Okay. It's more of a presence. It's not that coliform is necessarily bad. It's we want to make sure we don't have any bad coliform. So anytime we get a positive, we go upstream, downstream, repeat immediately after. All of those samples, including a ground water where we have to sample each well and each plant, and all of them are fine. So.
Thank you.
On the next slide, our wastewater system, all 15 lift stations are active, doing pretty good. And I believe I reported last time that lift station B had been, we are complete with the lift station B panel upgrade. On the next slide, we have removed plant one from the presentation. We're still operating on plant two. The month of May this year versus last year was a difference of 34.5 million gallons, and this time last year was 34.05. So pretty good on the wastewater tank, pretty stable. On the next slide, I'm going to kind of skip through these. This one and the total flow and average flow charts are relatively the same as you can see in this week. And you can definitely see those rain events this year that really drove January up there. So, electrical conductivity, we're looking really good. Our numbers are coming down, so we've done well this year to keep it under the limit. On the next slide, there's a couple of numbers I want you to look at. As always, our filtration rate, our VOD removal, TSS are well under the limits. We do fairly well all year round with that. Haven't had a history or problem with that. However, the town has recently invested in a large amount of money in a big project, denitrification of wastewater plant 2. Officially, we transitioned the treatment of the wastewater to remove the nitrates, and we brought the new Oxygen 4 and the upgraded Oxygen 3 online late May, early June. So what I've done is on it, under connectivity, you will see nitrates monthly with a limit of 38. That is current permit. And the number we were getting prior to the transition of the treatment process was 28. So we were under the original or the current limit. However, the town spent a lot of money for that project. How are we doing? That's why we added the next.
Can I add just a real quick clarification? That project was not, that was mandated by the state for us to do, correct?
That's correct. And because this next item, nitrates after denite, meaning after the permit changes, December 31st, 2023, the permit limit will be going out to the river. It has to be less than 10. That is why we had to do this. And I want y'all to see that number. The number beside nitrates after the denite transition, now the limit's not 10, but the future limit will be 10, and we are already at 7.8.
And how much more do we need to do to be, it sounds like we have all the ox ditches online, but is there more things that we need to do? Because I know we weren't scheduled to have this done for maybe another couple months, so.
Officially, the denitrification process is online.
Okay.
Ox ditch 4 and ox 4, ox ditch 3 and ox 3 in the mixed liquor stations. The next phase is actually bringing the same process online, but it would be the remaining process. project, which is OXTIGE, to ANOX2. So we are actually already on a denitrification phase. There's just a lot of touch-up work and things like that, and bringing on the redundant system to be able to test that before the permit changes into this year. So we're already doing that now. This is something I wasn't able to add in May's data. However, we were operationally able to go and adjust the system. We only took it upon ourselves to make some fine-tuning adjustments. And as of today, we got the nitrates down to a 5.2.
That's great.
So we, and this is June, if not this month, June or July will be our worst case scenario every year. It's the hottest part of the year. That's when algae break out, we get out the blooms, and we start fighting ammonia and nitrate removal. But if we're already capable of doing that in June, we are looking pretty good.
What is your anticipated target? So once everything's online, once the project's complete, what is your anticipated run rate? So if 10's your limit, right?
10's our limit.
What are you estimating that our monthly average
rate? I have a feeling in the wintertime, we're probably going to be easy to keep 5-6. In the summertime, if we hit 7s, 8s like we're seeing now, that's probably going to be normal.
And is that a month-to-month limit, or is that an average over time?
My average will be month-to-month. If we exceed it in a month, it's on there. Now, they can give us, if we only exceed it once, something like that, there can be some reduction. If we hit it or exceed it routinely, then they can stack it. So.
Okay, thank you.
On the next slide, zero SSOs and zero customer complaints on wastewater for the month of May.
Perfect, thank you.
Any questions?
I have one slightly unrelated to this topic. Notice the annual water report came out. Aaron Anthony, is there any issues? I went through it, but not being a scientist.
Yeah, the CCR, so the Consumer Conference Report, said it's something the board should be aware of. You may have residents that will ask, or they may not call the town directly, but that is a public thing. We just issued this state notification that was completed by the town staff. And with the help of BOA and just our information. As far as routine, Discovery Bay does benefit from a really good history of water quality. We didn't have anything in them, and keep in mind that is calendar year 2022 results, so it does not reflect 2023. In that calendar year, we didn't have any upsets on the water side. Matter of fact, we didn't have any coliform sample issues. And there are parameters that will be sampled that are not always listed every year, but some are triannual, like lead and copper, which we're not doing this year, but we are doing next year. So they'll see those results. So if you get questions about what's lead and copper, whatever, they're not on this year because they're not doing it until next year. We have none of those contaminants that are a problem. So.
And that's all published on our website, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, so it's all access for the public.
Yes.
Perfect, thank you. Any other questions from the board?
Thank you.
Director, just really quick, I want to check in with Director Graves. Does he have any questions?
No, can you hear me?
Yes. Thank you.
Again, no questions asked.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Anthony. Okay, so we are now going to move on in our agenda. The next item that we are going to be discussing is item E1. It's discussion and possible action regarding the new district offices and the AET TIPIC contract. On June 7th, 2023, the Board of Directors held an open meeting and where no items were on the agenda to vote on to hear public comment regarding the district office building project. 20 public commenters stated their opinions on the new office building. When public comment closed, board discussion opened. The Board of Directors requested staff to contact AET and inquire about suspending further contract negotiations. At this point, a contract has not been executed. So it's recommending that the board do a couple of actions. One, since no contract has been signed, suspend the contract negotiations with AET. Two, dissolve the ad hoc building committee. And three, moving future discussion regarding the new district offices to the Water and Wastewater Committee, where the meetings are open to the public. Came out of the last meeting that a lot of what was being discussed and the new building project was not very open and public. It's a water wastewater expenditure under their budget line item. Those meetings are standard committee meetings that are held the first month of every month. It's the only committee that's held every single solitary month, and it's open to the public. So I think the goal for doing that is to make this process a more public process by suspending the contract negotiations with AET. It allows us to kind of go back to the board and revisit various different ideas to make sure that we are making a very conscious decision and one that the public is aware of and kind of follows us through that process every step of the way. Any questions? From the board? So can I, before we turn it over to public comment, can I get a motion to approve staff's
actions? Actually, board, Chair, if I can interject, I'd like to actually discuss option 5.
Okay.
Not on this, since we're in discussion mode. And if I could ask, first of all, let me introduce myself. This is Director Couteau, for those who are listening, and for those who don't know me. If you could bear with me a little bit, I like to speak slowly so I keep my thoughts in line and orderly. But it's definitely been an interesting past couple of weeks here. Just to group and figure out where we started from at the last meeting where this motion was made to move forward with AET, it was mentioned that there were some issues and there were some reasons for doing this. One was security. And I agree, there's a security issue having access to the current town meeting, to the town offices. But that's easily fixed. Let's just move the billing department to this building. Now all of a sudden we removed any permit for the town or public to go up there whatsoever. So we've removed the security issue right off the bat. There was also talked about kicking the can down the road. Well, let's talk about kicking the can down the road. The Infrastructure Act of 2018 is only 6 years old. This building was purchased in 2013. This building has a 5-year priority as far as kicking the can down the road. In fact, we can almost say it's the Forrest Gump of kicking the can down the road. At some point, we need to make a decision what we're going to do with this building. And this building is, this is the boardroom for the Water District to hold its public meetings. And the problem with this boardroom is it's not adequate and does not satisfy, one, the Brown Act. Brown Act, very clear. All public meetings under the Brown Act must all comply with Section 202 of the Americans with Disabilities Act. This building does not have ADA bathrooms. For 10 years, if a person in a wheelchair came here and had to use the restroom, we have no solution for it. This is a water district and a wastewater district. I find that unacceptable. And I find it unacceptable that this board's talking about a new staff offices when this building has some serious issues. It was also mentioned that this building has potential seismic issues. So we're inviting the public to a building that's potentially unsafe and needs to be seismically upgraded. Again, I believe per the Brown Act, we're supposed to provide adequate facilities for the public to meet that complies with safety, ADA, and whatever else is necessary. Now, there might be some loophole in that, and maybe legal might say, well, actually, in this particular case, we're exempt from that. I don't know. But from a moral standpoint, an ethical standpoint, no, we're not exempt. To deny a person in a wheelchair the ability to use the restroom and leave themselves, I think that's kind of, and we don't have that solution for them, unacceptable. We just completed the renovation of the pool facility. We made the pool facility ADA accessible, except we don't have a way for the person to get to the pool or change. So there's a major loophole there. The tennis courts, we got a premier tennis courts and pickleball court facility. This building is being used by tens of thousands of people on a yearly basis, and this should be the priority of this board. Nothing else. There's $3 million sitting in the legacy account that's immediately available. I would like this board to sincerely, and let me back up a little bit here. Well, let's talk about the ancillary benefits of fixing up this building. If we add the ADA bathrooms, oh, by the way, now we put lockers in. Now people who want to use the pool facility have a place to change and walk out there. Today, all I saw is nothing with people in their swim clothing because they have no place to change. What happens if we, is this boardroom large enough? I don't think this boardroom is large enough. I think it should be probably twice the size. What happens if we fix the boardroom up? Now we have ability to have other activities for the public to utilize this facility. There's a lot of benefits by spending the money to get this building rectified. Rick Howard, I don't know how many years ago, paid for a design. I believe the design's still out there somewhere. I think we should look at that design. That should be our primary consideration. And oh, by the way, later tonight, we're going to be making a motion to approve the budget. Well, right here, the board has guaranteed under our vision, ensure assets and facilities are maintained, serviceable, and in compliance with all regulatory laws, regulations, and rules. This is our vision statement. Our goals, take pride in community assets. And this is community assets. And our values, accountability, and respect. Well, again, by not offering a solution for those folks who need ADA requirements, by not taking care of the seismic issues for this building, I think we're doing a serious disservice to this community. And I want to apologize. I've been on this board for 5 years. I've done nothing. I have done nothing to rectify that situation. I knew about it. So to the community members out there, I'm sorry. But tonight that's going to change, hopefully. And I hope the rest of the board members feel the same way I do, and we prioritize our obligations accordingly, and that is to rectify this building, bring it up to specs, and then reap the benefits that come with that, of that, you know, enlarging the building. You know. So that's where I'm at. I hope you guys join me. I want to make a motion that that's our priority, to move forward with making this building a number one requirement to be rectified and upgraded.
So, Council, if you can help me really quick. Director Gouteau, thank you. I appreciate your input. I don't think any of us disagree that that should not be an option that we discuss. And I think what's on the agenda tonight is to bring this to a public committee where that is one of those options where we can sit down and go, yes, this may be one of the options that makes the most sense of what we're doing.
Sure. With all respect, this is not an option. This is a priority that must take place. This has nothing to do with any other options regarding town offices.
But we're not making a decision tonight on moving anything. We're making the decision to suspend the contract, or we're bringing to the board to make the decision to suspend the contract with AET, the negotiations with AET, and to move any future discussions, which is exactly what you're talking about, to water and wastewater. So we can thoroughly explore all of our options. And I think we owe that to our community, to the rest of our board, to really do that. I mean, I think we've seen by this process, by making rash decisions and not thoroughly exploring every option that is available, which I agree, this building needs to be redone, and we probably need to look at that as an option.
So, Chair, are you saying this is an either-or decision? If that's the case, then...
I'm not saying it's an either-or decision. I'm saying...
Can I jump in?
Yeah, please.
If you don't mind. I'm sorry to interrupt you. You know, I think we've got... What is here is a good start, but personally speaking, I would like to see some guarantees in here about what we're actually going to look at. Every one of them needs to include being ADA compliant and, you know, seismically structured and such. But I'd like to see in here that it is guaranteed that we will look at options like manufactured offices, leasing space, renovating the community center, adding an addition on so we have a larger meeting room, but not limited to those things. But I would actually like to see these written down so the public, who's brought up so many of these topics so many times now, so they feel good that we heard them and we are going to actually look into those things.
I think that's why it's moving to water wastewater, because it will then become a part of the water wastewater agenda, which again will say we're going to explore these options. We can direct staff. So the next water wastewater agenda, I would say look at that agenda. It will have hopefully on there, you know, exploring the different options, whether that's renting, modular, reinstalling, or reinventing this building, I don't think that that's something we're deciding tonight. We're taking that to water, wastewater, so it can be public, so we can explore all the options. Well, if we put it on tonight, we're pigeonholing ourselves into only those options.
No, we're not, because we're saying not limited to, but at least this shows that we've listened to the people.
I think we're showing that we're listening to the people by moving it to a public forum and then saying, let's list all of our options that we want to explore.
Chair, we have kicked this can down the road too long. I don't believe that's fair to this community for us to throw this back into committee so it can go in parallel with all these other things, and a year later, committee comes back with some potentially other solution. And meanwhile, this building goes untouched. Again, per the Brown Act, we are required to comply to the ADA requirements.
So can I ask you a quick question?
Yes.
You were on the ad hoc committee. You had the option of bringing that exact thing to our board to explore. Why did you not do that?
Shame on me. I already apologize for that. And let me explain why. Because when we started the process on the ad hoc committee, we told all the design companies that came out, $3 million was our budget. Maybe we could go to five. Is that doable? And they all said yes. So yeah, I went along with their spiel. And when it came back to $13.8 million, sorry. I've lost interest in that pursuing that option. I'm only interested at this option of pursuing getting this building up to ADA standards and grade. That's where I'm at.
Can I ask you another question?
Yeah, please.
So if we choose to do that, does that mean that the option to rent potentially across the street is not an option? But if we're agreeing to just redo this building, then all of those other things are not allowed to be explored.
You can keep down the path.
But
all
how?
The waste water can evaluate new options all they want for the next couple of years. Who cares?
If you want to make that as a motion, you're welcome to. We need a second to move forward with it.
So, Director Coteau, I would like to see, I like everything you said, right? I would like to see what the proposed cost would be, have it go to finance, have it originate from water, wastewater, right? I would propose that I will be willing to give you a commitment that I will not entertain any building options without first hearing options for the community center. But I would like that to go to committee, be researched. I'd like a thoughtful plan.
Well, my motion was going to include a committee.
Okay, as long as that. I'm not prepared to make a vote to do that.
The motion I was going to make is for this to go to a temporary committee to immediately begin the process of evaluating the design plans that were already created once, meeting with staff to determine whether those still make sense under, I have never seen them, so I have no idea what these even look like. And if necessary, going out and bringing another design firm.
There are no plans. I don't know what you're talking about. There were never any plans to convert the community center to office buildings. There were only plans to add more buildings to the community center to establish offices. There were never any conversion plans for that building.
Well, whatever plans, I'd like to see those plans. The town paid for them, so.
I don't think any of us disagree on that. But if you're talking about a temporary committee, are you talking about another ad hoc committee?
A temporary committee.
Is that an ad hoc committee?
You know, the thing is,
can you just clarify? Is it an ad hoc committee? Because a temporary committee and a standing committee have very different requirements around how they're run and what their exposure is to the public.
That is correct. And if it was an ad hoc committee does not necessarily have to be closed to the public. It can be open to the public.
But the ad hoc committees are not agendized. The ad hoc committees are
We could. This board could vote whatever we like to do. There's nothing that prevents us from saying the ad hoc committee is open to the public, and we can agendize it.
But we already have a standing committee. Go ahead, Council.
That's correct. You can create committees that are open to the public, and then you have the ability to create committees that are ad hoc that you can work outside of the confines of the Brown Act. There's nothing stating that you can't, as a committee, comply with the Brown Act. So you can create a committee that's equivalent to an ad hoc, notice it. There's a staff component to it, so you have another staffing of another meeting.
Okay, thank you. So,
any other comments? I'd like to hear what your motion is.
Thank you.
My motion would be for the board to authorize a temporary committee to be created to immediately begin the process of evaluating the community center, the deficiencies of the community center, and if necessary, bringing a design firm in to create a design that will take care of the bathrooms, take care of whatever seismic issues, enlarge the boardroom. You know, if the Water Wastewater Committee wants to evaluate that, that's fine. But, you know, to me, we need twice the size. We have $3 million sitting in the legacy account ready to go. Would not impact one resident. I think it's this committee, this board's opportunity to really do something nice and bring something special to this community. And by fixing this building up, that would solve that.
Chair?
Yes, go ahead, Director Graves.
Director Gattel, can you please tell me what seismic deficiencies you're referring to and what report it is where it shows those seismic deficiencies? It's the first time I've heard of it.
That was what AET presented. They said this building might have seismic issues and need upgrades. So that was their words.
So we have a motion on the floor. Is there a second to that motion?
In that motion, is there people that are going to be designated to that committee?
I don't know.
I'll leave it up to the board's discretion.
I would like to ask that you add, that you amend your...
Please help me put this thing together.
Yeah, I would like you to amend your motion to include that it is agendized and open to the public. Because I think those were great suggestions.
I amend that, include that in there.
It's a friendly amendment.
Okay.
My question is, what's wrong with the proposal of moving it to the Water Wastewater Committee that's already got... So we don't increase the burden on staff. It's already a committee that's a standing committee, and it's open to the public, and it can explore all the options. I think that was the original explanation.
Well, my issue with that is, since I'm in the minority and the current committee of the Water Wastewater is made up of the majority, I have a problem with that.
But there's nothing that the Water Wastewater can't do without it going to a finance committee, which is different people, without it going to the board. The Water Wastewater is basically looking at the options and bringing them to the board in a public forum. There's no decisions made.
Okay, I guess that's my way of saying I want to be on the committee.
Okay.
Okay, well, Chair, my only comment is, and I think everything you said here tonight has been reasonable and is good input. But my problem is, what we call military mission creep. Our mission is to find new offices for the town, the best option to find new offices for the town. If it includes the community center, that's fine, but that should not be the primary mission. Primary mission is not the community center. It's finding offices for the town that's safe, that's outside of restricted areas, that provide safety for our staff. That's our primary objective. I just want to make sure we stay focused on that mission.
So, if I may, one of the things that I think plays well into Director Gattel's motion is if we were to take some funds and revamp this center, increase the boardroom size, made it more modern so it's actually usable. That does reduce the size of potential office space.
Correct, but now we're getting into a situation where we're commingling funds. So while this is a boardroom, the board is renting this room. Water Wastewater is renting this room from the community center.
Point of order. The water district is responsible for providing a meeting room that complies with all ADA. That's not true. I spoke to legal. We could use those funds immediately for the purposes of the bathrooms. Well, I spoke to Dean anyways.
I mean, to be honest, I don't know. That's something that we need to discuss.
Let's not call this a community center. It's not a community center. This is the boardroom meeting location.
But it's also the community center.
Well, okay. If the board wants to invite a lawsuit because we can't provide an ADA bathroom for 10 years... You know, where are we going with this?
Yeah, and there
there's so many people that go around and just make frivolous lawsuits, to which I'm sure most people here know about.
The ancillary benefits of fixing this building up are just substantial.
So if we're going to discuss anything of this nature, I would recommend that we discuss it outside of the public, so that we're not inviting any sort of litigation that would potentially.
That was not
I'm not certain as to what the requirements are with regard to the facilities. So if there are concerns with regard to the facilities, I'd recommend that we get some sort of advice or some sort of consultant report that would provide that to us, so that we can, as a board, consider those in an executive session.
And the other thing that I would like to ask you, Andy, is are we speaking about items that aren't on the agenda? There's nothing on the agenda about revamping the community center, yet we've just spent the last 20 minutes or so discussing that.
So the context of what I'm understanding Director Gouteau's statements to be being made is a fitting into district offices, because the way I'm understanding it is that the community center would accommodate district offices. So that's where I'm thinking that he is talking, if I'm mistaken.
That is correct.
Then we would be outside the Brown Act, but if that's the case, then the agenda establishes that you're able to talk about any discussion of possible action regarding the district office.
And that's where I led off. We're bringing Lori into this building, not just because of a district office.
So to allay any concerns with regard to the way your committees work, as you all as a board are aware, a committee is an advisory body to the board. Committees can be delegated tasks to explore and analyze, to come back with a recommendation to the board, which is what exactly the ad hoc committee did. And to your point with regard to how do we control what that committee does, you as a board control your committees. You control the subject matter that these committees are able to discuss, and that includes any direction that you can direct down to those committees.
So I would like, again, to amend a potential motion the motion be made for the ad hoc committee being agendized open to the public, as well as having Director Gouteau and then one member of finance, so that we can not only solve the request for what to do with the community center, but also see how funds can be appropriated if those buckets can be used as Director Gouteau believes they can. I'd like to have somebody from finance on that committee. So if that's a possibility, then I would be prepared to give a second.
I like that. I'll include that.
Okay, so we have a second.
Do we need to name another committee member in order to have a motion?
Well, if it's a member of finance.
Well, I mean, if you're looking at water, wastewater, you have a member of finance on that as well.
Yeah, well, that's great. That does work out well.
Yeah.
Is that something that can be decided?
The way I understand the motion, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that you're looking to establish a new committee that would be subject to Brown Act and agenda, that staff would staff, and that would consist of Brian, or Director Gouteau,
and a member of finance.
And a member of finance.
Correct.
So that is, if that's the motion, then that's...
And I welcome Director Porter to join. You're on finance, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, I welcome to join.
Is there any other discussion or recommendations on that?
No, I still feel strongly that we need to actually list the items that have been brought up over and over again, but not limited to, so we can get current costs, current availabilities, and be able to clearly look at all options.
Well, I actually see it as two separate action items. We have the action item of the town offices in conjunction with an action item on the community center, and then all things should be considered in both.
Correct.
And water and wastewater, I think, is an appropriate place for the building, the office buildings, which coincidentally might actually include you as well.
So, correct.
I think this would all fit together very nicely. It would be very open. It would be very communicative, and we could hear all the options at that point.
Okay. So we have a motion and a second.
So typically what is done with these is that you establish a subject matter for them to discuss. And if the subject matter is district offices, then the subject matter would be limited to district offices. And in the event that district offices, like one of the options encompassed remodeling or revising, this building, that would be a part of this. What this is not is a committee that would be able to discuss renovation of the community center solely. Because if that's the case, then Director Graves is correct. We're off of the agenda. We're talking about district offices solely.
So, Andy, why couldn't the items that I've brought up be added then? Because it's all regarding district offices.
That would be on the second motion, though. That would be on the original agendized motion. Mine's a different motion.
All of those things, Carolyn, you can bring up for whatever meeting it is. So let's say, like, what Andy is saying is, whatever committee it is, it's the board's direction to tell those committees what the subjects are. So if, whether it's water or wastewater, and correct me if I'm wrong, I could be wrong at this, and if it's water, wastewater, or an ad hoc committee, whatever we decide, at that point, once it's done, then we would say, for that agenda, we want you to put on that agenda, looking at renting, looking at purchasing land, looking at remodeling the building, and those would be directed by the board of what those agendas look like for those meetings. Am I off base on that?
No.
I just want to make sure I'm not like going down the wrong path. So it's, I guess what it's saying is like it's inherent in what those committees are and what our job is as a board.
Yeah, however,
it's coming, once we finish this discussion, then we'll open up to public comment.
However, what is important to one person may not be, you know, even considered by other people.
I guess an
item that you request to be on the agenda may not end up on the agenda. I mean,
but I guess what I'm saying is, the board, if you say I would like this to be on the agenda for this ad hoc committee, and then we come back and report to the board from the ad hoc committee, and that's not on there, then as a board member that wanted that on there, then it would be your responsibility to say, I requested this, I don't see it's on there, mm-hmm. What are we doing about it? Why is that not on there? I would like to have it on there again.
Yes.
I mean, as a board, hopefully we can work together, and we wouldn't just not include something that someone else asked to be on there. Does that make sense?
Oh, it makes total sense. But speaking from experience of other boards I've been on, there are times where, for whatever reasons, even what you requested get on the agenda doesn't always get on. And I think
there are remedies for that. There are remedies for that.
Andy, question.
Not really.
So you brought up a point as far as how the ad hoc committee could treat the item that we're discussing. So my question for you is this, though. What makes a district office? What's the clarification of something being a district office?
That the district staff and personnel would be working out of that office, that the business operations of the district are working out of that office.
Okay, so if we moved the building department to this office, this building, would this now be a district office?
Yeah, I think that was what I was responding to Director Graves.
Right. So again, you're saying we can't discuss renovating this building, but if our intent is to add an office for Lori to be in the building department, then we are discussing the district office. So the renovation can be.
He's not disagreeing with you on that.
No, I'm not disagreeing with you. What I was doing while we were talking here was, we have bylaws and we have rules that the board has agreed to that conduct our business by. And in order for us to create new committees, we have to do them by resolution. And the reason for that is ad hoc committees are temporary, limited in jurisdiction and time. And in order for a committee to have a full charge as to what they're going to do, subject matter being the most important, time being the second most important, is that we have to be able to identify those in resolution. So that if you remember, the building committee ad hoc was put together by resolution. So we adopted a resolution that established the subject matter, the membership, and the time of the committee. Here, we don't have a resolution. We don't have a resolution to present. So in the event that you want to create a new committee, you would have to do some form of resolution that the board would have to review and approve.
Which would not happen tonight, correct? So if it gets approved from an agenda, then it would go on to another agenda to do a resolution to form that committee.
Correct.
So we're probably at least two meetings out before any work can be done on that committee.
You're at least a meeting away from getting a resolution to consider to create a new committee.
Okay. So is there any other discussion on this from the board before I open it up to public comment?
Yeah, so one last clarification. So if the boardroom is in this building, does that not qualify for a district office if business is being held in this building?
I think it would qualify as a district office.
Okay. So in that case, it is possible that there would be multiple district offices. Is that fair?
That's fair enough to say,
okay.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. Is there any other questions at this point? I'm going to open it up to public comment. Yes, please, if you wouldn't mind just coming up and speaking loudly. Thank you.
You've confused us all.
I know. You're welcome. No, I'm just...
It seems to me that the motion you're making is a blank check to go out and cure all the ills of this building, because that's what you're discussing, each and everything that's wrong with the building. And essentially, the motion should be to get an estimate to bring the building ADA compliant. That's what it should be. What's not compliant is the bathroom. Nothing else. If you find something else, why they're doing that, that's different. But that's what the motion should be. If the bathrooms are ADA compliant, you have nothing else to complain about.
Thank you. Is there any other public comment?
So I think everything Director Gatto said is right on the money. And I think it got diluted a little bit in the conversation. There are three board members, two here, one on the phone, who are hostile to the idea of the public oversight into spending this much money on a community center, or rather offices. And there are a few directors that I think understand what everyone else in the room believes. It seems to me, given the agendized item, you could put forth a motion for a temporary committee, Brian chairs, and someone else from finances on, that deals with all these issues, including making this building usable, potentially for office space, and also dealing with the security issues of the wastewater treatment plant. And I don't know why it's being complicated more than that. I think everything Brian said has been exactly right.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, what was your name?
Don.
Frank.
Good evening. Frank Morgan from 1700 River Lake Road, Discovery Bay. First off, I want to thank the board for where we're at tonight. I know the train was running down the tracks at the last meeting, and I think the board did the right thing of slowing that train down to take another look. What bothers me, or what I'm concerned about, and I don't have a dog in the fight, we have some board members that want to completely remodel the community center, which could be a great idea. We have other board members that want to build brand new buildings for $13.6 million. And so what I'm worried about is one thing, is that whatever option we pick, or whatever option comes up, it's a solution that's within the board's budget, $3 million. That's what you have, that's what you spend, and that doesn't dip into anybody else's pocket. Now, with that said, I'll make one caveat. If you want to present a grand plan and it's more than what's in your budget, it should have substantial benefit to the community, right? So there could be other options on the table, like purchasing 6.1 acres across the street, never having three-story low-income apartments built there, and then put a modular unit over there. That might be something the community is willing to pay more money for, but you would be able to articulate exactly what benefit that is to the community. If it doesn't have those items in there, I would say, as long as you're working within your budget, a lot of what Director Gatto said tonight is great, and I actually agree with you, Director Porter, that all of these ideas will get fixed at the committee level, and that's the whole point of what's happening here, is to get into a committee where you can get public input, where they're open to the public, where they can make comments and help inform those decisions that you come back and we make a decision on. But at the end of this process, one other thing I would ask is I would ask when you get down to your top one or two solutions that you have call a couple of meetings in the gymnasium or someplace where the community can show up and you can explain exactly what the options are, and then you can have people give their opinion, however you want to do that, and then you will know how to move forward on those items. So again, thank you, and I appreciate where we are tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any other public comment?
First of all, thank the board for getting us to this point also. My name is Jory Johansson. I'm a resident here in Scary Bay. I agree with what Byron has been saying tonight. And I think I'm a simple man. I like to make things simple. I think the easiest thing to do is bring this building up to code. If there's seismic issues, that's fine. If there's ADA issues, that's fine. Consider pushing it out, pushing it up. You get at least double what you have currently. And the cost would be very relatively low compared to buying land, building a $13.6 million building on it, and all the rest. And you're taking care of all your birds in one shot. So that'd be consideration. Two stories, double footprint, ADA, seismic would all be handled at the same time. You could have security upstairs for, you know, a locked entrance for you guys for your security. I don't know why that would be important, but, you know. Anyway, that's all.
Thank you.
Sure.
Community members should be represented by on the committees by the public, a part of the public. We're the community. We have a right to have input and be directly involved in the planning and the execution of whatever their plans are made.
Thank you. Is there any other public comment? I'm going to ask one more time. Any other public comment? Nope. Okay. I'm going to bring it back to the board. Is there any other discussion?
To clarify one last thing, you can't take action by resolution, but if we're going to do that, we need to know exactly what the resolution is going to say.
Okay.
In order for you to take action by any resolution, your board bylaws say that you need to when you create ad hoc committees, must be done so by resolution. Resolution is to a memorandum of the decision.
So do we need to come up with that resolution tonight, or is that
the
something?
The subject matter, jurisdiction, the time, and the membership would be the only required elements that are needed. Staff will put that resolution together, be adopted by resolution, and be signed in accordance with everything as a typical resolution would be.
Brian?
So can you help me out a little bit, though?
Well, I mean, it's your topic, so what's the subject of it? What's the subject of the ad hoc committee meeting?
Well, I guess I'll try this out and you tell me if this works or not. I guess the subject would be the analysis of the district office here at 1601 Discovery Bay Boulevard for ADA compliancy. Board room expansion, and
I think those would be encompassed in any new build is going to be required to be anything of that nature. So if your subject matters is just analysis specifically on the district office being here at 1601,
and bring forth an action of repair.
Well, I think that would be encompassed in the so you're limiting the subject matter jurisdiction of that committee to only discussing one option, that option being this building.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and then the limited amount of time would be for, through, you know, 1 year is usually what
we did, one year.
And then membership is Director Gutow.
And Director Porter, if she wants to take on the challenge.
Okay.
I know it's out of term, but is the other facility over there benefits from a security gate to solve the security issues? Maybe that should be included.
And seismic.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're looking at this building only, and that's the subject matter that you want.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
So, that would include all aspects of that.
All aspects of having that in this building, yes.
Perfect.
Yes, Director Graves.
So we're back to a limited committee that I believe was the mistake of the ad hoc committee, of which Brian and I were a part of, in that we looked at only one option. So now we're creating another committee to look at only one option, which may or may not be the right option, because until you look at all the options, you don't know what the right option is. So now we're going to commit to create a year-long committee that may completely analyze, come up with a price that is, may or may not, it may be reasonable. I don't know, because we haven't looked into that yet. But my point is, why are we limiting the options to one option? And that's not on the agenda.
I disagree. Okay. It is on the agenda, and we are not limiting.
I'm not here to argue with you, Brian.
I know.
I'm just saying, tell me which agenda item says that we need to create an ad hoc committee to see if the community center will be the best place for the office. Tell me what agenda item that is.
The agenda title.
So the agenda discussion and possible action regarding new district office and AET contract would provide the ability for the town to make determinations related to the new district office.
Well, that's not what's being proposed here, though. What's being proposed is converting one building in town, not to look at the options that are available.
I have no issue with the second option being a motion making for that. That's on the agenda. But this is a parallel deal. Whether or not this
I think you made a great point. I think what you said made sense. I sense that the board feels the way, and we're supporting what you're saying. But what I'm saying is, I don't feel that we should make a committee that's focused solely on one solution. It needs to be an open committee that's allowed to explore all options that are available to them. If it's community center, great. If it's not, great. But you won't know that unless you have the opportunity to explore all the options as part of this committee. Otherwise, we just continue to create committees to explore another option.
Director Graves, fair enough. Okay. But at the end of the day, though, if it's decided that this building doesn't make sense for new staff offices, then that we're right back where we started. So,
but
in parallel, at the end of the day, the ADA stuff doesn't go away. We have to fix that. If there are seismic issues, we have to fix that.
That's a different issue.
That's why we have Parks and Rec. No?
Well,
that's a different issue. If that's not the solution for district offices, the whole ADA compliance thing, according to you, goes away. Because you're saying the reason that yours is the ADA compliant is because it's a district office.
No.
If I may, Director,
what do you mean, no?
So, Director Graves, if I may, one of the things that I think that we have here is two parallel paths. So we have the boardroom, which is here, which does qualify it as a district office. I think this building does need to be looked at, and that is the scope of the committee that Director Gutow is proposing. In parallel, we have also another action item coming after this, where we're discussing potentially taking the district office discussion back to water wastewater, to get proposals for all of the options encompassing. If those do include the community center as a viable option for future district offices, I think at that point they both come together. If not, I see them as two separate discussions.
So can I have some clarification on that? Because I understand what you're saying, but I guess the thing I'm having a hard time wrapping my brain around is if we create this ad hoc committee to just look at this building, and then we bring it to water, wastewater to explore all the options, when do they come together? And what if the decision is made? And I'm not saying it's going to, but I'm just trying to play all the scenarios through my head that this isn't a viable option for district offices. A better solution is resolved. Then that committee, does that committee have a stake in the game? Or, like, if that committee comes with a suggestion to make all the changes and the ADA compliances updated, but then it's decided to go somewhere else, but we've already made that decision to spend that money, like, what?
I don't think they're in conflict.
What does that, how does that work?
Well, it works however the board says it's going to work. There's nothing preventing the board from having multiple committees. The issue being is that you've got an ad hoc committee that's existing, that is the building committee. You have that is in place. It has a membership and it has not gone away. And we have a resolution right now that has also maintains that committee is in existence. You also have a wastewater committee that is in existence, that is maintained and that is in the public monthly. There's nothing preventing the existing committee from noticing its meetings and having its meetings in public. There's nothing preventing that. That committee has been given subject matter jurisdiction to explore the various options for district offices. So there's nothing, there would be nothing that needs to be done other than dealing with the AET contract if that were the pleasure of the board. In addition to that, anybody can make, we have a motion that's on the floor. Anybody can make a motion to adopt any other plan, and then those motions would be voted on in accordance with your Rosenberg's rules.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. Is there any other discussion from the board? Can we go ahead and do a roll call vote, please?
Director Graham?
Aye.
Director Buteau?
Aye.
Director Graves? Director Graves?
I don't know that I'm clear on the motion. I don't understand the motion. What is it? I don't understand the motion. I'm looking at the agenda and I don't understand what the motion is. I don't see it on here.
So the motion is to create a committee to explore the sole option for district offices at 1601 Discovery Bay Boulevard, which would be 1 year limited in time and comprised of Director Buteau and Director Porter. And that is being adopted by resolution, which will be put together and signed in accordance with as we do all resolutions.
Okay, thank you for clarifying that. Aye.
Vice President Callahan?
Aye.
President Porter?
Aye. Motion carries. Okay, so we still have the third item on here, move future discussions regarding the new district offices to the Water Wastewater Committee where the meetings are open to the public. Is there a motion or questions on that?
I would like to make a motion to accept that recommendation and move the future discussions for all options for new district offices to the Water Wastewater Committee.
I'll second that.
Second. Okay.
Director Graves, you can have a second. Okay, is there any discussion from the board?
Public comment.
Is there any public comment? No public comment? Okay, can we move it back to the board? Any other questions? Yeah, I just asked for public comment. Sorry, I'll ask again. Is there any public comment?
I don't understand the reason for this motion to have these issues go to the existing wastewater group, given the last motion. It seems to me they sort of step on each other's toes. So if I were voting, I would vote no on this and let the prior motion carry the day.
Frank?
So I appreciate what's going on, and I do support the two-track system, but I'm for all options being explored. We clearly have people with agendas, and it may be great. It may end up being the best option ever, but we got to put all that aside and look at all of the options. So I'm very much in favor of the motion on the floor right now that will take it to the wastewater committee, open to the public, agendized so people can come and participate during those meetings, and we look at everything. And if the community center is the best idea, it'll carry the day. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Is there any other public comment regarding this matter? One more time, just checking. Any other public comment? Okay, no one's online. I'm going to bring it back to the board. Do you have any other clarifying questions or discussion?
No.
Can I have a roll call vote, please?
Director Grant.
Aye.
Director Toe.
Aye.
Director Graves.
Aye.
Vice President Callahan.
Aye.
President Porter.
Aye. Motion carries.
We have one item that's left on here, which is your AET agreement to
correct.
Recommend and what staff's recommendation was.
To suspend that.
To suspend negotiations.
Thank you.
And I'd make a motion to accept staff's recommendation to suspend all negotiations with AET.
I second that. Is there any discussion from the board?
Public
comment? Okay. Bring it back to the board. Can I do a roll call vote, please?
Director Graham.
Aye.
Director Duteau.
Aye.
Director Graves.
Aye.
Vice President Callahan.
Aye.
President Porter.
Aye. Motion carries to suspend.
One last thing, which was in the staff recommendation as well, which was to dissolve the existing
Thank you.
Ad hoc building committee.
Okay, so do we have a motion for that?
Make a motion to dissolve the existing ad hoc committee that was looking at strictly building the new building.
Okay, I'll second that. Is there any board discussion on dissolving the original ad hoc committee? Okay, public comment? Back to the board. Okay, if we can get a roll call vote, please.
Director Graham.
Aye.
Director Buteau.
Aye.
Director Graves.
Aye.
Vice President Callahan.
Aye.
President Porter.
Aye. Motion carries to dissolve the ad hoc building committee. Did I miss anything else?
No.
Thank you. I appreciate it. So now we're going to move on to discussion E2. I don't know if everyone wants to stay for that. You're welcome. So it looks like things have calmed down. If we could get back to discussion item E2. Are you guys ready for that? So the next discussion item is public hearing discussion and possible action to adopt resolution 2023-16, adopting the operating capital improvement and revenue budgets for fiscal year 2023 to 2024. General Manager Bryson.
Tonight we will open the public hearing to adopt resolution 2023-16, adopting the operating capital improvement and revenue budget for fiscal year 23-24. This budget was presented at the June 8th budget workshop. The budget remains relatively the same with two changes. Updated Zone 8 revenue with the finance appropriations amount of $820K. The previous estimate in the budget from the budget workshop was $719,000. I updated the wastewater capital plan by removing a duplicate project, the decant station, for a cost of $85,000. Staff recommends to 1, open the public hearing for public comment, 2, close the public hearing, and 3, adopt resolution 2023-16. Thank you. Any questions?
Yes, I have a question. So the budget that we have in front of us still has the $13 million in it. What is going to be happening with that?
Well, right now it's just a placeholder. We don't have the funding for it, so that can change. So depending on how the ad hoc committee and the Water and Wastewater Committee move forward, that will change. So we're not spending $13 million because we don't have it. It's a placeholder for right now. So because that's the only budget number I received for a office building. So that's why that's in there.
And just a little concerned about how it does look to the public.
Any other questions? Okay.
All the public left.
So then we need to open this up for public. It's now open for public hearing.
Correct.
And public comment. Is there any public hearing or comment?
Come on, Porter. Say something.
He's not a Porter.
Not a Porter. Whatever. Chisholm, sorry. Come on, Chisholm.
Okay. Is there anybody online?
No hands are raised.
Okay.
Oh, wait, there's a hand raised.
Okay.
Thank you, I'm muted, I just got it. Instead of 13 million, is it possible to put something like an amount to be determined or a range?
You typically don't do that in a budget. You do have to have a number because all the budget has to roll into a comprised budget number. So that's not a typical thing that we do. So,
but just because it's in the budget doesn't mean we're going to spend it.
It takes a board action to
deal
with the capital item.
Any other public comment?
No, there is not.
Okay. Any other questions or discussion from the board? Okay. Can I get a motion to approve staff's recommendation to adopt resolution 2023-16, adopting the operating capital improvement and revenue budgets for fiscal year 2023-2024?
Motion to approve.
I will second.
Okay. Roll call vote, please.
Director Grant?
I'm voting no just because of the optics on the 13 million. I totally understand, Dina, but I just think it's important.
Director Dutto?
Aye.
Director Graves?
Aye.
Vice President Callahan?
Aye.
President Porter?
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you. Is there any other items, any future agenda items? Okay, with that being said, we will close our meeting at 8:12. Thank you.
What did I say? 8:15?